Hi everyone, and thank you very much for joining us on another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and as always, I will be your host for today's show. With me today, I have two very special guests joining me. They are the authors of The Zone of Connection, Penny Mallison and Sue Coyne. How are you today, guys?
Really good, fantastic. Thank you,
Miro. It's great to have you here on the podcast, and thank you very much for joining me. It's always really cool to have two guests on at the same time instead of one, and I am very much looking forward to today's podcast. But before we get into talking about The Zone of Connection for our audience, Penny is a mentor, a visionary coach, and an experienced facilitator in the personal development arena. And of course, she is also joined by Sue, who is a successful transformational leadership and team coach and an author. And we are very, very happy to have you today talking about The Zone of Connection. But before we get into that, I really want to ask you, what actually inspired you to write this book? What was the inspiration behind it?
I think for me, Sue and I have worked together for many years in the area of personal growth, and we've had a phenomenal amount of material and an awful lot of people who have been involved in our work, and this was an opportunity to really pull everything together and to make it accessible for people, because we just really want to get it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I've already written a book of my own on leadership and contributed to several others, so it wasn't about writing a book for me. In fact, the more important thing is what happens, you know, outside of the book. It's actually using the book as a platform to reach more people, to help more people start on this personal development journey, and to give them some tools to accelerate that journey for them, and then maybe connect with them in different ways beyond the book to support them on that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's get into the book, because there's a lot I want to unpack, and there's a lot of fascinating stuff in here. And I suppose for me, the first thing that really did stick out was, if anything, the actual title, you know, The Zone of Connection, and Shift Your Energy to Happiness, Love, and Beyond. Now, can you give us an idea of, you know, what is The Zone of Connection? What is this methodology? How does it begin?
Yeah. Well, the Zone of Connection is a very special place, and with practice you can access that zone, and that enables you to actually shift your state, your mindset, to shift into a place of a vibrational frequency, if you like, that brings you happiness, love, and beyond, that you can live your life to the full, that you can realize more of your potential. And not only that, it's a place from which, once you've done that for yourself, you can connect in to other people and help them actually do the same for themselves.
And I think one of the easiest ways to explain it is really through sport. And I think a lot of people understand about getting into a state of flow and getting into the zone. Well, that is the zone we're talking about, but we're talking about using it in your life so that you can experience being your best and you can really find a way of enjoying your life to the max.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, going along from this topic, I think it's a very fair assessment to say that in today's kind of fast-moving modern life that we have, we're very often overwhelmed and stressed. That's a very big part of it. And sometimes we can be living on an autopilot and not really realizing where we're going. We're just keeping up with the status quo or whatever might be on our desk, on our plate at the moment. So why is this happening, I suppose, is the first question. And then the second part of it would be, how do we begin to change this?
Yeah, well, in a fast-paced world, you don't have very much time to reflect, to slow yourself down, and to be present in the moment. So you tend to spend your life in your head, sort of a head on legs. And in that fast-moving world, what you do is you rely on the wiring that you already have in your unconscious brain. Those are the shortcuts that make your behaviours automatic, if you like.
Right, right.
And much of that wiring was in place by the time you were 7 years old. We absorbed it from all the people around us, from our carers, from our teachers. So most of us have a seven-year-old running our lives. And often that's not very effective when we're adults working in this fast-paced world. So what we need to realise is that we need to update our software, just like you do on your laptop. That needs to happen in your brain. And we have neuroplasticity, which enables us to do that. So that's the second half of your question that we can talk about. But being on autopilot means just allowing all the automatic wiring to determine your behaviours as opposed to choosing how you want to behave in the moment.
Yes, and I think what we can really do about that is through neuroscience we understand that we have a head, heart and a gut brain, and we talk a bit more in detail about that in the book. And by joining ourselves up and being much more aware in our bodies and really using much more of ourselves, we can move into a place which is much more expansive and much more pleasant to be in, really. Because very often when we're stuck in our heads, the thoughts are about the past, they're worrisome thoughts about the future, and we have a natural tendency to try and protect ourselves in order to survive. And this is, you know, this is something that we do. But we can move out of that autopilot. And the way we do that and what we've developed is something called the connection practice, which perhaps we can share with you a little bit later, which helps you to really move into a full being state. So you're not just stuck in your head with all your repetitive thoughts, you're actually also much more aware of your body and also what's going on outside of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, as you guys were explaining all of that, you know, I always do remember a very interesting saying I had a couple of years ago, is that humans will always take the path of least resistance in whatever they might be. So I guess that does very much contribute to this idea of being stuck in this autopilot, yeah. And in a way festering negativity, festering, you know, worries about the future, you know, whatever is financial worries, whatever that might be. And I think we can all relate to that. It's something that I think... It affects everyone, you know. That's not something that, you know, affects a certain age group or a type of person. It's a very human thing. And I think it's important for us to be conscious of it. And I also found that the book actually makes you conscious of this, that you are hardwired to be like that. And the only way to really change it is to actually snap your way out of it and say, okay, well, this will happen. Now there's a way for me to deal with it, and this is how I do it.
Yeah.
And this kind of leads into the next question. And as you are very...
Before you do that, Mira, can I just say something a little bit about behaviour change?
Yes, because of course.
It's one thing having awareness of, yes, I'm on autopilot and actually it's something I can change, but then there's wanting to do something about it.
Mm.
And usually there's a precursor to you actually starting to change your behaviours to really have a reason why. So... there is a lot of reasons why. Why would you want to change from autopilot to being in the connection zone in a more fully connected state? Well, when you're in that narrow, disconnected zone and you're in your head, and very often in the stress response, you close yourself down. So you're only focused, as Penny said, on what things from the past or what might go wrong in the future or the danger that you perceive ahead of you, which in today's world is often change, you know, disruptive change. What that does is puts negative chemicals into your brain, so cortisol and adrenaline. Your brain works on electrical impulses coming in through your senses. Cortisol and adrenaline don't conduct electricity. So the first thing that happens is you stop your brain from working. Also, it shuts down your prefrontal cortex, which is where you do all your good thinking, where your short-term memory is. So you're unable to perform well in whatever situation that you're in because your brain is shut down. And those two chemicals are also toxins for your body. So all of your cells see the cortisol and adrenaline swimming towards them and they shut the cell door. What that means is you feel as if you're sort of isolated and you become a silo yourself because of all of your cells are silos. And those cells don't absorb the nutrients that they need because they've shut the cell door. So ultimately, it can affect your immune system, which I had happen to me. I got cancer and burnt out because I didn't realize the effect of living on autopilot and being in constant stress. So there's a really big why for each individual in terms of why they would want to change their behavior. And we talk about that for us at the beginning of the book.
And as much as anything, it's... we want to support people to live a life that where they really feel good about themselves. They feel good about what they're doing. They make good choices. And you can only really do that when you're using all of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, just thinking on what you just said, you know, if you think about whether it is adrenaline or anything of that sort in terms of chemical imbalances, it is a very sort of primal way of acting about things, you know, going into defense mode, or whether it is, you know, fight or flight or whatever you might be thinking. It is a very primal way of reacting to stress or negativity. And to think that it has a physical health impact on us, I think the large majority of people simply take it for granted. You know, it's something that's part of modern living. It's just the way we are. But, you know, there's a biological aspect to it. And I think we do need to be very aware of it, because there can be short-term complications in health, but there can be long-term ones. And perhaps if we acknowledge that, then there can be a way to improve everyone's well-being.
Absolutely.
And going on from that, let's talk about what we mentioned earlier, and that's the great number of exercises, you know, in the book to better ourselves and start to understand this process. Now, you already mentioned it, but could you perhaps give us an example on an exercise in the book, and how can our listeners begin to experience this themselves?
Well, if you would bear with us for a minute, we'd love to give you a little taster of what we call the fast connection practice. So it's not the full practice, which obviously you can get in the book, but just to just take a couple of minutes so you can see how you're feeling right now.
Okay.
And we'll see how you feel once we've done this little
exercise. Okay. And for those listening, you should do that now. So as I'm doing it, do it with me, and let's see how it goes.
So if you're sitting or standing, that's absolutely fine. And I just want you to set your intention, because intentions are actually very powerful, because they start the process of creating a new habit. So just set an intention for yourself to trust this process, and just to see what you might get out of it, to be aware of your state of being now, and to set an intention that your state of being will shift, and you're open to seeing how that might be.
Okay, understood.
So first of all, I'd like you just to close your eyes. And whether you're sitting or standing, just feel your feet on the ground. And just feel your spine aligned. And now bring your awareness to your body. And just notice any sensations that you've got in your body. And just let those sensations be as they are. And now allow your body to relax. So relax your jaw, your shoulders, your heart. Just let that feeling of relaxation spread down through your body. And then surrounding your body is the atmosphere and energy. So just get a sense that your body is surrounded by this energy field. And just feel for balance within that energy field. Just imagining how your body would feel if it was balanced to the left, the right, in front, behind, above and below you. Just see how that feels. And now I want you to become aware of your breath. And just take a big breath in. And I want you, as you sigh out, just let go of anything you don't need right here in this moment. So a big breath in. Just let go of anything you don't read right here and now. Now we're going to take a couple of conscious breaths. So deep breaths in all the way down from your head to your heart into your gut. And then allow yourself to gently breathe out. And then take a couple more really long conscious breaths. Just helping you to slow down and be really present in the moment. Really calming breaths. Now bring your attention to the center point of your chest. I want you to start to imagine a line that's going up through your throat, behind your eyes, and up to the crown of your head. And then you're going to let that line stretch way up through the sky, the atmosphere of the earth, and up to the sun. Just get a sense of the energy and warmth and radiant light of the sun. And then let yourself come back down that line, all the way down through the sky, back to the crown of your head. And let the line come all the way down now, into your body, all the way through your body, right the way down your legs and to your feet. And now let that line go down into the earth, down, down, down to the center of the earth. Get a feeling of that source energy. And then when you're ready, come back up the line, all the way back up through the earth, all the way into your body and to the center point of your chest, feeling aligned now between the sun and the earth, and feeling centered. Now I want you to start to become aware of a ball of energy in your chest area. So just get a sense of a ball of energy. It may have color, texture. Just see how that energy is. And just let that ball of energy, which is in your chest area, start to open your heart as that energy really expands into the rest of your body. So let that energy get really big now within your body until it's bursting and it expands beyond your body. And allow that energy to start to expand out and merge with the energy that's all around you. And let it get bigger. Let that energy keep expanding outwards. And so it's going way, way out. So it encompasses the whole of the earth. Let it go and become an enormous energy field. So you're actually connected with infinite space. And as you sit here, you're also connected to the energy in the whole universe. Imagine yourself going out so you have no edges, that you're actually fully connected to everything. So just notice now how you feel. And when you're ready, just open your eyes and become aware of the space around you in the room. So your awareness is you're not just a body, but actually you have an energy body that expands way out beyond your physical body.
Wow, that was...
How are you feeling now, Miru?
Much warmer, for one. That was quite the experience. I feel... I'd say rejuvenated is the right word, definitely. One thing that is very sort of chronic with me is cold limbs. It's just something I've been suffering all my life, and I'm very much warmed up, which is great, actually, because it's quite cold outside. Really kind of lifted up, very much kind of back in the moment. And one thing after opening my eyes is I was very aware of my surroundings, as if I'm sort of seeing things in HD, if that makes sense. Although I know, we do kind of see it a perceived way, but I do feel that I can sort of see a lot more detail in what's around me, and especially colour, and how ugly my screen is next to me. It's something that I probably don't want to be seeing all that much in general. But very, very fascinating experience.
It's amazing that you should say all that, because actually you've described so many things that being able to switch your state of being gives you. So your senses very often become more...
Yes,
acute,
more aligned, yeah.
Because your awareness is much more, and it gives you that. And very often you become more present,
and
you feel more relaxed, and you're more aware of your body. So actually your body is much more responsive to you. And when people talk about accessing levels of genius, and we believe, and we write about in the book, that we all have genius within us. We can all tap into that place. And it's not about our thinking brain working on its own. True creativity, as many people know, comes from a different place. It can often just come instantaneously and spontaneously. And I know you're a very creative person, Miro.
That's right.
And so that's probably why you, you know, so quickly, even with that fast connection practice, managed to tune into that.
Yeah, and I think that's a point worth making. So in the book, we have what we call the full connection practice, which if you make that your practice and use it every day, ideally, maybe make it a morning practice, you'll get into a position where you can use that fast connection practice, which I wouldn't recommend using as you're driving the car or anything like that.
No.
But ultimately, you get into a place where you can instantly drop into that place that you've just described. And that's where we want people to get to, really, so that day to day, as they're living their daily life, in any moment where they might face a challenge, they might start to go into stress response, they might want to get out of autopilot, they can use an instant way of connecting into that zone of connection, as we call it, in the moment, every day of their lives.
Yeah, I would say it would definitely act as a very nice sort of cold shower way of refreshing yourself, but more enjoyable than an actual cold shower. So, for those listening,
your cold shower.
Yes, exactly. And for those listening, if you know, you should have followed the exercise alongside with me. So let us know how it went for you, and reach out on social media and just let us know what did you experience during the exercise. But going forward, guys, I want to, in a way, you know, wrap everything together with my next question. And that would be, you know, if we decide to take that first step. So we've been given a great example of an exercise and we've talked about the methodology. And I suppose this is more for our listeners, you know, they're on board and they want to start this transformation. What is the first step? Obviously, get the book, that would be the first step. But once, you know, we get that in and we want to walk into our workplace the next day, or, you know, wake up on a Saturday morning and begin, you know, this new journey, where do we begin?
I think we, you know, we call the book The Zone of Connection because it's really all about connection. And we describe in the book how you can deeply connect with yourself. And you have to start with that place. And once you've done that, taking it out into the world, it affects everything. So we've dedicated chapters to relationships, the relationship with yourself, the relationship with others, to how you can communicate in a different way, in a much more conscious way, how you can start to really live your dreams and really manifest what you want in your life, rather than feeling that life is just happening to you. How you can start to transform your emotions rather than being a slave to them and feeling that they have control over you. So there's many different effects that it can have on your life. I don't know whether you wanted to add anything, Sue.
Well, I think I'd probably reply in a personal way, Miro. So I said earlier that I burnt out and had cancer and had the realization that I needed to change my life if I wanted to live to see my grandchildren or whatever,
right.
Whatever vision I had of the future. So I had a very strong why. And I think the first step is to find something that will support you in that. I started by finding meditation that connected me into myself. And then Penny and I used a lot of the different methodologies and ways of being present and accessing your true self that we'd experienced to put the connection practice together. But I would say that one of the most important first steps is to find a practice that supports you in staying connected to yourself and staying present in the moment so that you can connect to others. And what we're offering in the book is an option, a tool that people can choose as their practice, really.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic insight. And to close off on the podcast, I want to ask you guys the question I ask actually all the guests that come on the show, and that's what are you currently reading, or perhaps do you have any recommendations for our listeners?
I've just finished reading Becoming Michelle by Michelle Obama, which I found really inspirational. And her personal development journey from, as she calls herself, a woman of colour living in the south side of Chicago, to becoming the first lady. It's amazing the transformations that she went through and the different things that she used to support herself on that journey.
So I'm reading this fantastic book at the moment called The Guide to the Universe by Mike Dooley. And it really helps us to get out of our ordinary way of thinking and to live our dreams. It's an extraordinary book that I could recommend to anybody.
Fantastic. And of course, for those listening, there will be links in the description, so you can go and you can check out those books yourselves if that sounds interesting to you. But with that, Sue and Penny, I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today on the podcast. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Miro. It's been great sharing our ideas and sharing about our book with you.
Yes, we're just so excited about the launch of The Zoning Connection, and we thank Lyd as well. You've been incredible publishers.
Oh, thank you very much. And of course, for me, I got to experience something new today, which was fantastic. And of course, for those listening, if you enjoyed our conversation today, please do check out the links in the description below, where you can find out everything about The Zoner Connection, how to purchase the book, of course, and get in touch with us on social media and through the links in the description. We'd love to hear your feedback. We always love hearing from our great audience. And as always, we very much look forward to seeing you on next week's episode.